Hello and welcome to the Service Contractor's Business Tape of the Month. This monthly cassette tape series represents yet another step in accomplishing Grandy & Associates' vision of helping the service contractor come to a place of maturity and profitability. Each month, a different national speaker from throughout the service and trades industry shares dozens of cost-reducing, profit-increasing ideas to help you become a more profitable company. We all spend a bunch of time and money trying to generate new customers, often ignoring our current customer base. Doesn't it make sense to invest some of our time and money to keep the customers we already have? After all, current customers usually generate some of our highest profit margins. Those kinds of customers are hard enough to find. We sure don't want to lose them. This month's speaker, Adams Hudson, should be very familiar to most of you. He presents seminars all over the country, writes articles for several trade magazines, produces marketing tools many of you use, and has been a frequent speaker on this tape series. So let's sit back and relax and listen to what Adams has to say about keeping our current customers. Oh, and by the way, be sure to listen carefully to the end of this tape. Grandy & Associates is offering its tape subscribers a $500 discount if they attend a three-day basic business boot camp. I'll give you all the details at the end of the tape.
My name is Adams Hudson, and I welcome you to this tape on customer retention. In this brief lesson, we're going to cover four major points. The first is how to keep all the customers that you paid to get. Secondly, how to increase upsells and referrals now. Also, how to keep your customers out of the Yellow Pages. And lastly, how to separate yourself from the competition. And that last one may be the most important. I'm very glad to be teaching you these vitally important lessons for your business here today. Sure, every seminar leader and consultant says the exact same thing about how important his or her lesson is, and the most committed ones truly believe it to the core. Yet I hope to convince you of this importance through a confession I'll make right here and now. For many years, I was a lead-generating junkie. I mean it. I consumed every book, tape, and seminar on the subject of direct response lead generation. I couldn't go a day without trying a new technique or trying to perfect an old one. In 1 year, and this is hard for me to believe even now, I wrote over 1,200 ads, letters, postcards, scripts, and text materials applying these direct response principles that I'd learned. Over $600,000 was spent in the testing of these materials. Yet ever-improving results poured in from around the country. That very worthwhile experience taught me a lot about influence and lead generation. For 4 solid years, I passionately pursued nothing but new prospect lead generation. Yet in my 5th year, I had a revelation. Now, of course, we had seen that the direct response methods and approaches had worked great to get leads just as they were intended. However, we'd also see a customer database number for clients increasing only marginally as a result of all these new leads. What I'm saying is that the active customer count would rise only slightly while the sales figures grew massively. Something didn't add up. New customers were coming in, but old customers were leaving. And here's the study that turned my one-track thinking around. A fantastic study by Imperial Financial revealed the core problem. Here is why 9,000 paying home service customers said they went to your competition. Just 4% felt your pricing was unfair. Oddly, this is the one most contractors rated as number one. 9% moved away. Can't do anything about that one. 12% had an unresolved complaint. 16% took a competitor's offer. I hate that figure, and you should too. But 55%, the overwhelming majority, left due to your indifference. All that means is that they didn't think you cared. There was no relationship to lose, so they left. Now, if you take those last two figures, and it's unfair because we're on recorded audio here and you can't see them, but the last two figures add up to 71%. They actually left for the exact same reason. You weren't there, but your competition was there. Remember, these are your former check-writing customers, and they left you. So your competitor might have just gotten a lucky phone call of the day out of the Yellow Pages, or maybe he got a phone call from a silly little $10 yard sign that the customer happened to see. But the effect is the exact same. He got the sale from your former customer. Now let's go back. You paid to get this customer. you didn't keep him, so you get to pay to get another one, and so on and so on. This, friends, was the problem because there was no customer retention program in place. So I began interviewing contractors, and the numbers now began to add up perfectly. About 6% of the contractors had a firm customer retention program, such as newsletters or some other program in place. And my friend Matt Michelle, the genius behind Decision Analyst, had already proven that 6% of contractors got over, and be ready for this, 75% of their business from existing customers. Now, in my estimation, those two factors of the 6% are not coincidental. Now, just imagine if you aggressively went after new customers and had a strong customer retention program. You'd be unstoppable. You'd be miles ahead of your competition. You'd get more new customers in, and you'd quit sending them to your competition. It's easy to see why many contractors don't realize this huge problem. Why? Because customers leave you very quietly. They don't usually give you the courtesy of a phone call or a letter to say that they're leaving. And the next time they see you in public, they don't walk up to you and tell you. They're just not there anymore, and your loss is staggering. So let's take a look at just the fraction of your revenue loss here. Most contractors spend most of their money chasing new prospects. In fact, 77% of contractors spend over half their budgets on the Yellow Pages alone. When you calculate new customer acquisition, each new customer costs you roughly $300 to get, and they are the most costly to gain. Yet now take a guess at which customer category is the most disloyal. You got it. Countless studies show that first-time customers who aren't recontacted, that's a very important part of that phrase, they display almost zero loyalty. Now think about that again. The first-time customer who cost you over $300 to get is generally not recontacted and therefore leaves, right along with all his future business and his referrals. Yet your existing customer, whom you've already paid to gain, costs you nothing to recontact other than the, quote, hard costs, such as postage or printing. Let me assure you, anyone who thinks that they're saving money by not recontacting customers is on their way to a very expensive lesson. Now, you might rightly feel indignant that customers need recontacting in the first place. You might think that since you sent your service guys out and you filled their needs and you charged a fair price and that they paid for it, that you're going to be entrenched with that customer, that just because you gave them a refrigerator magnet, they're going to remember your name. Well, you can shout no customer loyalty all you want, because the true question is, are we being loyal to them? Unless you recontact and earn customer loyalty, they're not your customers. They're up for grabs until you prove that you're worth their loyalty. So, the real money in your business is not in the customers you don't have. It's in the ones you do have, the ones you've already paid to get, and who refer you convincingly for free. We've almost ignored customers once we've gotten them because we felt that once we showed them how great we were, they'd stay, and they would stay. They'd stay right in our customer files, rarely, if ever, to be contacted again. Oh, sure, you might send them a sales message, but as we'll see in a moment, if that's all you send them, you're asking them to leave you. Now let's look at some additional ways that this problem is costing you. You may hear all of what I've had to say to this point and say, look, no big deal if I lose a customer. I'll just replace them with a new one. That's the same difference, isn't it? I'll let you answer that by answering this. Who's more easily sold, the loyal customer or the first-time customer? Also, who's more likely to spend more, the loyal customer or the first-timer? Who takes less time to close? Who's responsible for more referrals, customers or first-timers? I think you know the answers, and in seminars, I ask these questions of all the salespeople in the crowd. To date, 100% of all salespeople have concurred in every single instance that the customers win on each of those questions I just asked. Here are the numbers to back that up. Loyal customers spend 33% more than non-loyal customers. For example, that turns a $390 sale into a $520 sale, or a $4,000 sale into a $5,200 sale. Secondly, referrals among loyal customers are 107% greater than that of non-loyals. I don't need to do the math on that one. It's clear customers are your supporters and your promoters, and they do it all for free. Thirdly, your rate of referral is highest when closest to the point of contact. All this simply means is that they need to be contacted regularly and continually. Now let's look at another way of building business through solid customer retention. There's a phrase called LTV, or lifetime value of the customer. We're going to look at what that means here. We have already seen that when you lose a customer, you lose all of his future business and all of his referrals. So what is that worth to you? Well, consider that if you get one customer who buys one system and he has a continuous maintenance agreement for just 10 years, in that time, instead of the four referrals you can expect from a customer retention program, let's be conservative and say he only gives you two referrals a year. And even though the sales closing rate on these referrals is 80%, it's actually 78%, but for this example we'll say 80, let's cut it in half. Let's say it'll just be 40%. And those customers also buy only one system in 10 years. Using these admittedly very conservative numbers, that customer, that single customer, is not worth just the one-time sale of $4,000. He's worth nine times that amount, or $38,000. You just saw how conservatively we arrived at this figure. You can only imagine if you did as well as the industry averages, you would do considerably more business as a result. And I assure you, you'll do a whole lot more than your competition who doesn't know these figures. But before you go and multiply each customer you've got by $38,000 and start shopping for that vacation home in Aspen, remember, it takes some effort. Namely, a couple of simple, regular contacts per year. So it's quite clear that our customers value us, but only when we value them. It's a reciprocal arrangement like all truly valuable relationships. I'm about to make a distinction that you may not have heard before, so please pay close attention here. Our valuing of customers is a critical missing ingredient when we bombard them with only sales messages. Staying in touch and building a relationship does not mean that you only contact them when you're trying to sell them something. Here's a quick illustration to back that up. Everybody has a friend or family member, maybe more than one or two, who generally only calls when they need something. They need a ride, they need you to watch their kids, they need you to feed their pets, or they may need a loan of some sort. It's a one-sided relationship, and it's typically not a relationship at all. It's either a burden or an obligation. Yet, the true power in relationships is in a willful relationship. That's where you give something of yourself that was neither asked for nor expected, and your friends or those with whom you have a relationship reciprocate. They do it freely. Dr. Robert Cialdini's landmark best-selling book entitled Influence calls this the rule of reciprocity. He says that the number one element in influencing people throughout the world is reciprocity. In other words, you must give to get. He says this rule crosses cultures and exists all around the globe, and it's vividly illustrated throughout the Bible. A willful relationship of giving to gain contains power and commitment beyond comprehension. It goes way deeper and farther than any sales message. An obligatory relationship only lasts as long as the contract, and it's about as deep. So, let's look at three big points here. Customers leave when there's no relationship, customers want and reward true relationships, and customers purchase more frequently for more dollars and give more referrals with a relationship in place. Each relationship requires regular contact. Now that we've all seen the power and the profit in a solid customer retention program, who in here has time to visit every customer you've got 2 to 4 times a year for a nice little chat? Well, the answer is no one can. That's why this field is wide open. The answer to this problem lies in what J. Conrad Levinson, the guy who created the entire guerrilla marketing concept, this is what he called the most powerful guerrilla marketing weapon on the entire planet, the customer newsletter. I have referred to it before in this lesson, and honestly, I have looked at all manner of customer retention tools. I have surveyed the field. Many are costly or complicated or require a staff person to manage and maintain. You don't need that, and I know that. You need something simple. You need something fast. The customer newsletter can do all this for you. So let's take a look at your options on getting it done. Let's see how hard it is to do this. First, we'll take a look at the options. You can do it yourself. Many contractors do this because they think that their story or whatever needs to be told personally and effectively to their customers. Let me tell you, this is a time-consuming job. In my experience, I have seen it last about 3 issues. Here's how it usually goes. The first issue is attacked, gung-ho. Everybody's excited and fired up. It's massaged until it's nearly perfect. Each article is reviewed. Each word is read and reread for errors. It gets sent out, and it is super well-received by customers. Then the second issue rolls around. And maybe it's a little bit late, and it's got a couple of errors in it, and everybody's a little bit more rushed on this one. They didn't know exactly what to say, but it does go out. By the time the third one comes due, some unlucky and usually unwilling staff person was given the job they didn't want in the first place. They do an expectedly bad job that is hopelessly late. By the time number 4 comes, nobody wants to do it anymore. The only time I would recommend doing a newsletter in-house is when some staff member is in love with the process of writing, designing, and giving timely delivery of the newsletter. Remember, a newsletter is not just words on paper, it's publishing. It requires a unique set of skills and talents. If you don't have this skill set lying around in-house, I wouldn't attempt doing it. Your second option is to hire an ad agency. Now, they can produce a super professional newsletter full of articles and graphics and really neat-looking professional composition, and they'll get it out on time every time. It will get done just like you hired it to be, but it will cost you. The ad agency may charge you from $1,500 to $3,500 per issue to compose your newsletter, and I have to tell you, it still hadn't been printed or mailed. If your mailing list is fewer than 10,000 pieces, in my estimation, it would be kind of hard to absorb that kind of creation cost. The third option is to have a syndicated newsletter company produce yours. Syndicated newsletter, that's really just a fancy term to say that it's a mass-produced, semi-custom newsletter that has certain parts a company will customize with your own material. Common users are doctors or banks or accountants and investment firms. You've probably gotten these in the mail. They look very professional, but certain parts are clearly customized, like the company logo or messages from the president or employee of the month or whatever. These organizations buy the newsletters pre-written by someone else, yet there are certain spots available for customizing that make the newsletter look as if it all came from one company. There are several advantages to using a syndicated newsletter service. First and most obviously, you can produce a high-quality product without having any editorial and design experience. Secondly, it saves you time that you would have had to spend researching, writing, editing, and producing the newsletter. The overall cost is usually lower because syndicated newsletters benefit from the economy of much larger print runs, and they can also spread out their editorial and production costs. Now, if it sounds like I'm in favor of this option, you're right, I am. I feel that the costs, timeliness, and professionalism are all extremely worthwhile. After all, this is your company image, and the message to customers needs to be of the highest quality and image, and it must be delivered on time. There are many syndicated newsletters in the industry, and some are quite good. If you've decided to do your own or you're looking to buy one, here's some ways to judge the right content for your readers. I'm going to cover 5 big points here. This is how you should shop for your own newsletter or create your own. First, make sure it has a look and feel that is consistent with your company image. If you produce or purchase an amateurish-looking newsletter, it will quickly go into the trash. Your image will be tarnished, and there's money you spent to improve your image. Number 2, please do not fill your newsletter with sales messages, because then it becomes advertising, not news, and it will quickly be discarded. This may be the most common mistake in all newsletter production. Number 3, make sure it has a personal side that involves the customer. For contractors, I feel it is important to have this personality because your readers are inviting you into their homes. First, you need to make your personality come through in your words. Your publication should have a personal touch in the language it uses, in the editorial space, and in any ad messages you may choose. Number four, be careful not to look too slick. I have seen some attempts that go so far into the professionalism that they appear to have come out of Wall Street as opposed to Main Street. Four-color glossy newsletters may be nice, but studies on local business contacts have shown that these give the immediate appearance of not having originated at the local company. This totally negates your personal message. Number five, don't completely overlook selling. Now, just because I don't endorse full-blown selling, don't think I've lost my mind. I don't believe in spending marketing money just to spend it. I feel you should get some return. So no matter how much of a relationship-building service your newsletter is giving to customers, it is still a company promotion. I recommend the following ratio of content to sales of about 80% to 20%, the 80% being the content. This has been our highest retention, highest comprehension, and best response ratio. Mainly, and to sum those 5 points up, just try to keep in mind that your newsletter must offer free but valuable information. Those who use newsletters know the power of positioning yourself as a helpful expert. This is where the rule of reciprocity is its most impactful, and that's where your 80% content comes in, as I mentioned above. For any sales message in your newsletter, you can print an ad about preventive maintenance or system sales or other follow-up services. I'd strongly recommend a different look than what you may be running in your newspaper in the yellow pages. Remember, you can be more familiar in your ad message because these people know you. You already have a certain degree of familiarity and trust. The trust factor is almost generally completely out of the way. You have nothing that you need to prove to these people as far as your trustworthiness, and that's such a great part about having a newsletter. Even your ad messages come off as consulting instead of selling. It's a wonderful benefit. In the newsletter that Hudson Inc. produces, I also insert 12 to 20 psychological triggers, which we pioneered for this industry. Psychological triggers go just below a customer's sales radar, but they still press the sales buttons. These are very valuable copy points that ask customers to call, or they identify you as an expert, or they help to improve your company image without coming right out and saying how great you are. Be sure to include psychological triggers in your copy points in your newsletter. Also in our newsletter, I include custom-designed ads for the back. These are written to look just like the newsletter, and they fit right into the copy. Really, the main point about your customer retention effort is education. Educate your customers about the importance of tune-ups or preventive maintenance or service agreements. Educate them about the cost of delaying repairs. Tell them how to watch out for rip-offs. Tell them about common myths in your industry. Tell them how to save time or money around their home. Do these things and your retention, referral, and sales rate will rise. Now let's make certain that newsletters fit into your overall marketing plan. For years, business experts have told us that there are three primary ways to build your profit. First, increase the ticket price of the sale. Now we just saw how customer sales are higher anyway. Upsells are easier also among customers, as we reviewed. Number two, increase the frequency of the purchase. With a retention program and your continual education, you can't help but grease the sales cycle. It's a natural cause and effect. Number three, increase the quantity of incoming leads. Through a retention program, your message and sales message goes out to a trusting, referring market on a regular basis, which increases your lead count with each mailing. So I think we've seen that it fits all three of those parameters. Now let's take a look at who should get a newsletter, how often you should send one, and in a minute we'll look at how much one should cost. First, as far as who should get your newsletter, every customer who has written you a check in the past 48 to 60 months is considered, quote, active. These people all need to be on your customer retention program. Now, even though some newsletters may tell you differently, I do not recommend prospecting with newsletters. To me, you prospect with sales pieces, and the newsletter is not a sales piece. It's a retention piece. Please have this distinction clearly in your mind. The only time I'd recommend sending a newsletter to a non-customer is to either a referral or to a neighborhood where you do quite well and you want to develop more business. I would also be sure that this neighborhood had several yard signs of mine in it and that your presence in terms of vans and trucks was high enough to get your newsletter recognized and read. So send newsletters to customers and to your warm prospects. You'll find you can reactivate many older customers who haven't used you in a while, or maybe they've been drifting, or as we call migrating, between different contractors. Newsletters are an amazing tool for this. Now, onto the subject of how often to send one. I recommend at least twice a year for a full 4-page newsletter. You may go 4 times a year if you want your other two to be shorter versions of the newsletter. And here's why. In the off seasons of your business, which is generally spring and fall, customers have more time to read their mail. They call the time spent with mail pieces touch time. Marketers measure everything, and this is one of the craziest, but it does make sense. In the peak seasons, such as winter and summer, customers have less time, and you do too, to read their mail, so the piece can be shorter and way more to the point. It's also less expensive. I say, why spend the money if you don't have to? A consistent newsletter program is incredibly expensive overall anyway. We've seen the massive dollar loss for not having one. We've seen that it costs $300 to get a new customer. And yet you can have a syndicated customer retention newsletter program for just pennies. In fact, our prices for a 2-time-per-year newsletter sent to all your customers is less than $2 a customer per year. Or we can do a quarterly newsletter for under $4 a customer per year. And these prices include postage. Now, these are the prices for Hudson Inc.'s newsletters. Others may be more and they may be less. But no matter what the cost, take a look at the other newsletters out there and compare the message of the newsletter, because that's what's the most important. When you consider cost, time, trouble, effort, and image, you can see why a syndicated newsletter may be your best bet for a regular customer retention program. Another point about budgeting for customer retention. As an overall component in your marketing, you should spend 8 to 12% of your total marketing budget at a minimum on customer retention. If you're not spending at least 8%, you're begging for your customers to leave you and start using the competition. And I think we've just seen how easily that happens. In summary, as you build your customer retention program, you'll find that you don't get called for quotes. You get called to schedule the work. Your customers don't have to try and remember who you are. You become locked in their mind. Plus, that means that they stay out of the yellow pages, which is a terrific thing. Also, your customer retention program has educated your customers enough that upsells become virtually automatic. Plus, your referrals flow naturally. All of this makes customer retention your goldmine. One benefit I hadn't mentioned is that if you get on a customer retention program now, you'll be different from your competitors. Most contractors don't have one because they don't know what you've just learned. You can be a leader with the customer retention newsletter program. The customers that other contractors lose will come to you, and that's where they'll stay. And finally, customer retention is costing you much more by not having it than by having it. The only person who benefits by you not doing it is your competition. Also remember that customer retention is a program. A retention program builds cumulative effects over time. Just like you can't exercise one time and be totally fit, your retention program keeps building over time through repetition. And let me tell you, this is one part of your marketing that you really want to increase over time. Why? Because that means your customer files are enlarging and expanding. That is precisely the point of you being in business. So build your relationships, referrals, and sales with a powerful customer retention program. It has been my pleasure to help you.
As always, we welcome your feedback on each month's tape. Feel free to give us a call with your comments, or if you prefer, you may fax or email our office. Better yet, check out Granting Associates' totally redesigned website. You can email us from there. Our address is www.grandyassociates.com, and it's also printed on the tape insert. Again, our website address is www.grandyassociates.com. Remember, I mentioned at the beginning of the tape that Grandy & Associates was introducing a brand new program. It's a 3-day program called the Basic Business Boot Camp, designed for trades company owners and managers. The program involves 3 days of intense business training, designed to teach contractors all the basics of labor pricing, cash flow budgeting, and service agreements. The tuition includes the latest version of Grandy & Associates' industry-leading software program called Labor Pricing for a Profit with Cash Flow Projections, which each contractor will use to model his or her company throughout the 3-day program. Enclosed is a 4-page brochure giving all the details. Each class is limited to 15 contractors, so call soon to reserve your spot while space is still available. By the way, as a current tape subscriber, you get a $500 discount for attending the program. So sign up today while space is still available. The Service Contractor's Business Tape of the Month is produced and distributed by Grandy & Associates. If we can be of service to you, give us a call on our toll-free line at 1-800-432-7963. Until next month, remember, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.